Maidstone. Joyce Richard passed away in Maidstone Health Complex April 14 at the age of 80 years. Sincere sympathy is extended to Don, her husband of 63 years, sons David, Marief, and Jerry, Charlotte, 14 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, 4 siblings and many friends. Joyce grew up in Lilydale District and attended school there. She later worked as a nurse's aide for many years. Joyce was one of the founding members of Maidstone and District Historical and Cultural Society and was an original acting curator of the museum. She was an avid collector and decorator. A family service will be held at a later date. Congratulations to Talence Kalmykoff of Maidstone on being named 2024 Athlete of the Year in the sport category of Rivers West District for Sport, Culture and Recreation Awards. At her most recent competition at Val Saint Cum Ski Resort north of Montreal, Talence came in 29th in singles and 19th in duels. This was her first senior nationals. She had a solid performance considering the Canadian 2026 Olympics athletes were also competing there. Did you know there are over 6,500 volunteer 4-H leaders in Canada? The 4-H Canada Leadership Summit 2024 was held in Vancouver, BC April 12 to 14, providing workshops and learning opportunities for leaders from across the country. Among several award recipients was Mary Ann Carson of Maidstone, who was presented with a Lifetime Honorary Member Award by 4-H Canada Board Chairman David Hansen and Canadian CEO, Hugh Maynard. Congratulations again, Mary Ann. At long last, Maidstone Legion Club Room's Chase the Ace draw has rewarded faithful and ever-hopeful Boon, Doug Wichman. He won $564 but didn't find the Ace of Spades, leaving behind the $9,120 jackpot. What an exciting loss. Thursday, April 25 is the last draw night for this season, so a regular draw will be made, and if that lucky person can't locate the Ace, draws will continue until someone wins the jackpot, which is expected to be about $10,000, the highest ever. On the heels of that excitement is the Cornhole Tournament on Saturday, April 27, with the final 50-50 draw for this season. Maidstone Bowling Awards took place on April 20 with about 40 people attending. After an abundant potluck supper, awards and draws were done with results as follows. Business League First Winners Plaque, Making Waves, Last Place Skunk Plaque, Intercore. Highest scores across all the adult leagues. Men's High Single, Jeff, Turkey, Watt 308, High Triple, Matt Sayers 703, High Average, Matt Sayers 200. Women's High Single, Melissa Patton 266, High Triple, Melissa Patton 631, High Average, Shirley Brown 177. Youth Bowling, Senior High Single 254, High Triple 663 and High Average 183. Noah Shemp, Junior High Single 231, High Double 374 and High Average 141. Ben Foster, Bantam High Single, Turner Pauls 140, High Average, Anna Foster 122. The raffle basket was won by Brianna Jesse and Matt Sayers, won $60 in the 50-50. The annual general meeting wrapped up in the evening. One new member was welcomed to the board and it was decided to do the pancake breakfast on Canada Day. While bowling alley hours have yet to be decided now that leagues are done, staff can be reached by phoning the bowling alley at 306-893-4439 or Dusty at 306-895-3515 or by sending a message to the bowling alley via Facebook Messenger. Thanks to Dusty for helping with information this year. Pie Bingo was held at Waseca Community Center last Sunday. With 5 in our group, we were lucky to take home several goodies and even 2 pairs of handmade slippers. Thank you to workers Curtis, Claire and Sandra for a fun afternoon. Thanks also to Maidstone Gully 4-H for donating pies, Elemental Essences, Deb Chapman and Gloria Ford for the blackout prizes and all who came out to support the center. Remember to bring the family for Mother's Day brunch, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., with door prizes and wagon rides by Do It Again Ranch. Everyone welcome. Adult $10, age 10 and under $5. The annual community-wide garage sale for Maidstone and surrounding areas will be on Saturday, May 25 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. To register your address for the sale, Contact Chantal Koski on Facebook or by email at chantalslaney81@gmail.com. Earth Day was officially April 22nd, but in reality, every day is Earth Day. At this time of year, when everything is awakening from the cold of winter, it's easy to think of ways to help our environment. Do your part to protect our natural resources for generations to come. Reminders. Saturday, April 27th, Bloomer's Greenhouse opens for the season at 10 a.m., 610 Railway Avenue, Maidstone. Tuesday, April 30th, Maidstone Disc Golf starts at 7 p.m. at Delfrari Park.